Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Well, well, well. Love days like this when it all comes together.
A bombshell from the DOJ. The Southern Poverty Law Center now facing a series of federal charges. The feds accused the nonprofit of secretly funneling millions in donations to leaders of hate groups that it swore to fight.
The SPLC was not dismantling these groups. It was instead manufacturing the extremism it purports to oppose by paying sources to stoke racial hatred.
This includes 6 counts of wire fraud, 4 counts of bank fraud, and 1 count of conspiracy to commit money laundering. Officials say more than $3 million went to members of groups like Unite the Right and even former KKK members. In a statement to Fox News Digital, the interim CEO of the Southern Poverty Law Center says, quote, "We are outraged by the false allegations levied against us. We will vigorously defend ourselves, our staff, and our work. We will continue to fight hate." With that, let's bring in Fox News contributor and criminal defense attorney Josh Ritter. I mean, Josh, how
so Lee?
Yes,
it all comes together nicely,
yes, it does.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
Because I have a long memory here. Do you remember how the Biden regime justified its persecution of Trump voters? Because Charlottesville, Unite the Right, was a huge part of that.
Mm-hmm.
They changed all of the Department of Homeland Security assessments, and the number one, you know, biggest terror threat in America was no longer these 700 unvetted Muslim men. They were sneaking through Lukesville every night, remember, after cutting a hole in the Trump wall with welding equipment. No, not them. Brought in by the Organization for Islamic Cooperation. No, not them. No, it was Trump voters. And remember what they did with that, because it wasn't insignificant. By claiming racist right-wingers presented the biggest terror threat to America, remember, using that justification, they censored us by the millions on social media, pressured banks The Treasury did this, Biden Treasury, to troll through our accounts and turn millions of purchases over to the Biden Treasury. Perfectly legal purchases by millions of people, including transactions for Bibles, because we know them right-wing, hateful, racist terrorists always got to get themselves a Bible, right, Lee?
Oh, yeah.
Including transactions for Bibles, religious texts, gun supplies, and even anti-Biden, anti-Harris t-shirts. Also pro-Trump t-shirts would get you turned over. And the banks did it under the guise of fighting right-wing terror. FBI agents even showed up at people's homes. Under the guise of all of this fake hate funded by the Southern Poverty Law Center. And Lee, I doubt they're alone. I guarantee you there's millions more from Democrat NGOs. We just haven't found it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Biden's FBI, remember, infiltrated the most conservative religious groups in the Catholic Church in the name of battling the right-wing terror threat. As I put out at the time, there has never been a right-wing Catholic terror attack ever in this country. But it didn't matter because they had Charlottesville, right? They debanked us. They took our social media accounts by the thousands. They deleted our posts by the millions. They demonetized conservative news outlets like Breitbart, The Daily Caller, and The Federalist. Five of them alone, Lee, remember this? USAID came in and sponsored that global hate group. Remember this?
Oh, yeah.
Anti-hate group. Just those five entities were demonetized out of $100 million. How? Because under Biden, federally funded USAID groups pressured advertisers to abandon us. We couldn't monetize. We had the hits. We couldn't monetize. You couldn't make money. All in the name of fighting the right-wing terror that Democrats were sponsoring. Who are the fascists now? Hitler would have loved this playbook. It reminds me of Poland. It does.
Yeah.
It's who they are. And folks, I know I'm going to go check the text line as I was writing that this morning, my monologue. I know I'm forgetting like half of the persecution that was done to us.
Yeah.
Because of the fake hate, and a lot of it grew out of Charlottesville. And now we find out, now we've had the big, all they do is call us Nazis. The biggest funder of the American Nazi Party is the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yeah.
Ku Klux Klan, United Klans of America, Unite the Right, National Alliance, National Socialist Movement, Aryan Nation, Affiliated Sadistic Souls Motorcycle Club, National Socialist Party of America, which is the American Nazi Party, and the American Front. What do you think about this,
Lee? It couldn't happen to a more appropriate group. I've
right.
Always been the first thing you can tell me to get me to completely ignore any accusation is to say that it was due to the study by the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yes. Them.
So that's you have no credibility absolutely whatsoever. Period. End of story. I'm done.
I've called them the Southern Poverty Liars Center for a very long time. That is who they are. But understand, this was a smear for the right to justify the systematic stripping of our for Bill of Rights protections under the Biden administration.
Yeah.
And remember what they did with this. Just some of the headlines, okay? Biden White House strategy for battling domestic terror labels white supremacy militia extremists as biggest threats. What was one of the signs you might be one of these groups? You voted for Trump.
No.
You support Trump. Here's another headline. 2021, DHS, Department of Homeland Security, weighing major changes to fight domestic violent extremism. NBC News, fighting white supremacy day one. What did that Department of Homeland Security printout read? Well, again, if you're a Trump supporter, you might be a white supremacist.
Well, they even infiltrated what was then the Department of Defense accusing veterans and current members of the military of being part of this right-wing conspiracy.
Yes.
And forcing, you know, soldiers and to undergo sensitivity training or whatever.
It got so ridiculous. I'm just looking through the history here. FBI Director Christopher Wray would testify multiple times that racially motivated right-wing violent extremists were driving the bulk of terrorism investigations and posing the top lethal threat. Now, remember what we would later find out, that the FBI was miscoding other investigations as violent extremists, but they just couldn't find any. And look, I get it. You know, funding violent extremist right-wing fakers is expensive, right? I mean, so you can only create so much fake hoax.
Yeah. Talk about inflation.
Yeah. Now, if you want to get into the show, I know. You want to get into the details of this and kind of why they're in trouble. Fox News, I think Todd Pyro, former federal prosecutor, did a good job this morning. And Josh Ritter explaining the Poverty Law Center saying, oh, we're paying people to infiltrate. I'm going to get to that in the next segment. We're going to have a lot of fun with that. But Josh Ritter, also a former federal prosecutor, explained you cannot, as a private nonprofit, lie, create bank accounts in false names with false information in order to perform the law enforcement function of, getting into spying on these entities.
Yeah. Can a private entity implant an informant in another private entity in order to gain information? Based upon my reading of the law, that's illegal. What say you, counselor?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go ahead and do it. And if you're doing it, you're committing fraud. And that's exactly what they were doing here. I don't know where they got this idea that this was somehow within their edict of what they're telling their contributors they were set out to do. But this is really wild stuff. I mean, that's exactly what it is. The way that you described it is that they were operating outside of the law by saying that they were developing informants.
In the law, we always talk about bet the company cases. Usually that's in the civil context. This is a criminal context. Could this mark the end of the Southern Poverty Law
Center? Yeah, it should mark
center?
The end of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Probably won't, though.
No.
Because
I'm sure there'll be plenty of left-wing groups that'll defend their defense, or that will, you know, monetize their defense and come out there and just say that, this is a threat to our democracy again. And is racism, too. So that's coming.
Now, think about this. As we watch the Democrats fund the American Nazi Party, what do they say all the time to their foot soldiers? You got to fight the Nazis, fight the Nazis, fight the Nazis, fight the Nazis. See, look, there are Nazis. Yes, you're funding them.
Yeah.
And they use that as the justification to strip us of our civil rights.
Sounds like they should turn around and face the people pointing the fingers.
Yeah. But look, with this, they've made their base so crazy, Lee, that you have families of four out there beating and shoving to the ground TPUSA reporters who are just peacefully covering a protest, not bothering anybody in ICE protest, beating them. Why? And then they go online all weekend saying, we lost our jobs, donate to us. And they can't understand why they lost their jobs. They're fighting Nazis, they think. Well, why are we in the wrong? We just beat up that nice little girl reporter. The dad did on video. Why? Why did he shove her to the ground? He thinks he's fighting Nazis. Yeah. That's how twisted the left has, just twisted up the brains of their followers and really almost collapsed their ability to reason with hate. And now we're finding out Democrats fund that hate. And we have some details on that coming up in the next segment, because Lee, I've got a long, long memory and I've got some yellowed articles now from the Charlottesville pre-planned Democrat-controlled riot coming right up.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
We always knew the Very Fine People hoax was a hoax. We know that because even Jake Tapper admitted. Trump never called racists. Organizers of the Charlottesville rally, very fine people. The media had to splice that clip to create a Trump soundbite, but they went with it. Jake Tapper, again, even admitting later that didn't happen, Trump didn't say that, but it stuck. And the Democrats have used that and this hate hoax they've been funding through the Southern Poverty Law Center. I doubt Southern Poverty Law Centers alone. There's probably half a dozen of these Democrat NGOs funding these groups. Yeah, because somebody's got to keep the American Nazi Party alive so they can then claim we're all Nazis and take our civil rights away. As they did. And I listed this, just a few of the atrocities the Democrats have committed. Based on this idea that right-wingers are a danger, including spying on millions of our bank accounts, forcing banks like Bank of America to turn over gun purchases, religious text purchases, Bible purchases, T-shirt purchases if they're pro-Trump or anti-Biden, zero privacy allowed, zero free speech allowed, using right-wing terror, supposedly the biggest threat to the country, which is an absolute joke, to pressure advertising groups to demonetize legitimate right-wing sites who did nothing, take away our free speech. They took $100 million in revenue away from Breitbart, Federalist, and Daily Caller. Just using government thuggery and intimidation under Joe Biden. And they needed a hoax to hang it all on. And this was the hoax. But somebody had to actually physically organize the rallies. Now, we don't have the name yet of the guy or persons that the Southern Poverty Law Center was paying with the Unite the Right rally. But do you remember, and I've mentioned this many times, I backgrounded the people who put that rally together. They were all liberal Democrats who instantly, when Donald Trump got elected, discovered that actually they were right-wing, hate-hoaxing, racist terrorists. Just on a dime turn. Some of them had been recycled by the Democrats from the Occupy Wall Street protests, flipped into being right-wingers, supposedly, and pro-Trump, and then put in charge of Unite the Right. The whole thing was as fake as the Russia collusion hoax. I mean, it's the same playbook over and over and over. It just doesn't work anymore because we have social media. Although some of their hoaxes are so good, they still work, even with social media, which is incredible. But it gets better every day. Remember this guy? I bet you this guy or someone in his orbit is who the Southern Poverty Law Center paid. Jason Kessler. Remember him? Now, we know the Southern Poverty Law Center paid to transport protesters, putting this in air quotes, fake hoax protesters to the Unite the Right rally, where, by the way, three people died, but Democrats don't care about that. They paid Southern Poverty Law Center paid to transport protesters to the Unite the Right rally. God, doesn't that sound like the January 6th fake protest? Nah, I'm getting distracted. Remember Jason Kessler? Charlottesville native? That guy? Voted for Barack Obama. Participated in Occupy Wall Street. Left-wing street activist extraordinaire paid by left-wing groups to protest when he occupied Wall Street with the other socialists. Suddenly, Trump gets elected and he remembers that actually he's a right-wing hate hoaxer. And what does he do? He organizes the Unite the Right protest. Remember this? Who secured the original permit? That was Kessler. That was Kessler. There were others, too, involved that we profiled at the time who had extensive left-wing resumes, but then suddenly discovered that actually, after hitting their heads and getting probably a check from Democrat groups, they were actually right-wingers. Sure. Folks, they don't have enough hate, so they have to manufacture it. But folks, it's not, and they do this to drive their sheeple insane. I mean, they have fathers of two out in the streets beating TPUSA reporters who are minding their business. Why? They had to manufacture the fake Nazi threat to instill terror. That's what this was all about. Then they could take these incidents like Charlottesville, totally redirect the Department of Homeland Security into doing things and the FBI into doing things like infiltrating Catholic churches and persecuting people just for praying the rosary who have not a political bone in their body. They can do all of that, but they need something to predicate it on. It can't come out of the blue. Folks, I bet you Kessler was one of the ones they paid to put the Charlottesville rally on. And we now know they're paying to ship in protesters. So this whole line of BS this morning from the Southern Poverty Law Center. Oh, we were infiltrating hate groups because hate. Yeah, we had to stop hate. You were paying to bring the protesters in. For the riot where three people died? That riot? Organized and led by people like Kessler? Who 5 minutes after Trump was elected suddenly discovered that they are actually not Democrat socialists? After all, that guy? Folks, we've just scratched the surface here, and I really hope the FBI keeps digging. Bust past Southern Poverty Law Center. Take a look at the Unite the Right rally again. Take a look at Charlottesville. Take a look at who was funding the other Democrats who put together Charlottesville. I guarantee you're going to find half a dozen of really creepy Democrat NGOs. Why? Remember what the Democrats do, folks, because it's really amazing what they do. They don't just lie. They create entire fake realities called the narrative. So their sheeple are so confused. Their sheeple can't grasp reality because their reality has been so warped, so spun out. They don't even know what reality is. And when you get them to that point, you got a perfect Democrat voter.
Your intelligence source tells Fox News that Iran is trying to wait out the United States, betting markets and energy prices will put pressure on President Trump and force a deal. But President Trump's former Iran envoy, Brian Hook, calls that a losing strategy.
President Trump has put the Iranians on defense.
Best asset Iran has, the Democrats and time. Not my opinion, no. Senator John Fetterman. Iran knows that the longer this goes, the worse, the longer the amount of time with barrels of oil over $90, the longer it goes with Democrats beating down Trump in America every day, trying to help Iran, trying to get him to that nuclear bomb, trying to protect the uranium that can make 9 to 11 missiles, trying to keep America out of it, trying to keep that uranium in Chinese hands. The stronger Iran's position gets. They know that the midterms are bearing down. They know Democrats will do anything to stop America and help Iran. Don't take my word for it. Listen to John Fetterman all but admit it.
I'm the only Democrat effectively left in Congress to support Epic Fury. It's almost as if, you know, we've forgotten on the Democratic side that the real enemy, the real threat, the real danger is Iran and its proxies too. Iran must be so excited by the American media and the Democratic parties the way they, it's like, as long as we can hang on for 60 days.
Yeah, he's right. That's their strategy. It's the only strategy they got. That's why they're firing on boats. Keep the straight turn, you know, shut down, keep it shut down, keep it shut down. Do as much economic damage as possible. Let the Democrats handle the messaging, which, by the way, I'm going to play some audio clips coming up. The mainstream media is not even bothering to rewrite the Iranian talking points. They're just using them wholesale. And they want to weigh Trump down. They want to slow this down because knowing the closer it gets to the midterms, the better chance they have of keeping that uranium. And then with the help of the Chinese, rebuilding it into the bomb that they need to really dominate these negotiations. That's the play. On the other hand, this whole thing right now is costing them $500 million a day. I don't go with that. That's the Trump figure. I'm going to go with the lower figure, which is $350 million a day, just to be super accurate. You cannot sustain that. So Trump's running the clock on them too. Don't kid yourself. It's a game of chicken. But, and look, folks, I always tell you the truth. I tell you what the deal is. I lay it out for you, even when it's not good. After not budging here and then ghosting Donald Trump at the negotiations, they don't even show up. And they're rewarded with a ceasefire extension. Fuck, they're never coming to the table again. I wouldn't. After not budging, Iran is now going to take this as a major victory and Trump blinking. You can decide if they're right or not. Now, here's why Trump says he did this. Based on the fact that the government of Iran is seriously fractured, not unexpectedly so, and upon the request of Field Marshal Asim Mounir and Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif of Pakistan, we have been asked to hold our attack on the country of Iran off until such time as their leaders and representatives can come up with a unified proposal. So what he's saying here is basically the government of Iran is so fractured, I don't even know. You know, they've got to put a government together before I even know who to negotiate with. So I'm just going to hold off on bridge and power plant day until they can figure out, you know, who's running the place and put a proposal together. Well, you don't want to give me the answer to that. That's going to be never. They're not going to be like, oh, yeah, let's put a proposal together so we can get to bridge and power plant day. I got to tell this Truth Social post, it's next level dumb. I hope this is not the actual Trump plan. Because that's a win for Iran right there. Oh, and a total win for China, who's the real winner here. Because, folks, what do we just catch China doing? Well, a couple months ago, they were murdering our troops in tandem with Iran, using their satellites to kill 7 troops and hit our bases. We just caught them this week after we blew a hole in the engine room. What were they doing? They were already moving in the dual-use chemicals needed to reconstitute the ballistic missiles. Oh, by the way, did you see this? They weren't just bringing the dual-use chemicals in to restart the missile program. No, no, no. We also found other materials used in missiles, including metals, piping, and electronics. Folks, you know what this was? This was a assemble a missile kit that the Chinese were running right into Iran. We caught them. We blew a hole in the engine room. They're rearming. And after that, our message is, okay, take your time. No, whatever. Just whenever you get around to it. Sure, fine. No problem. Now, of course, when Donald Trump says a thing in a war, you don't know if he's talking to you or the enemy. Could be both. And as we saw with Midnight Hammer, everybody was saying, Trump taco, he chickened out. He's never going to blow up those nuclear facilities. Well, dang, the bombing just started. And then we would find out later they were waiting for the right time. And conditions to be perfect. We did it again, by the way, with the start of this. It looked like we would never do anything. And then we really were waiting for them to all gather. Remember the leadership, the Khomeini, all of them were gathered during the daylight on a religious holiday. They thought Trump would never hit them. He blew them away. So we may be waiting for an opening here. If you watch the satellites, that's what it looks like. When you've watched since April 13, the massive surge, and I mean massive surge of Air Force, troops, cargo planes, cargo ships, all of it, the movement to the Middle East. I mean, so Trump is on Maria Bartiromo this weekend and repeated himself yesterday. Yeah, well, you know, this is winding down. The war's winding down. But you don't do that kind of buildup during a wind down. So I'm going to hope that Trump's just letting Iran win this round in preparation for pounding them into the ground. Because if this is where we actually are, it's not good, folks. You're gonna have China running that straight in 6 weeks after we leave. We cannot leave things this way, and we cannot let them reconstitute that missile program. But I've watched Trump work before, and when it looks like he's given up or tacoed out, you get the fiercest attacks of the entire assault. So we'll see. It was all hoax, after all, with really very real consequences for Americans who voted for Trump and lost their civil rights. DOJ charges Southern Poverty Law Center with fraud for paying white supremacist groups $3 million to stoke racial hatred. Yet another hoax, just like the Russia collusion hoax. It was always a hoax. American Nazi. Folks, they were funding the American Nazi Party. Oh my gosh. White supremacist hate groups were all a product of the left, the New York Post writes. In an effort to suppress the voices of ordinary Americans, America doesn't naturally produce enough heat for the fundraising demands of the left. Yes, but we need to take it a step past this. Because I lived through the Biden regime. I remember the Red Speech. And I remember the terror of it. And it was designed to invoke terror. Don't you post. Don't you say true things. Shut up. Or we might end up in your living room. Remember how the Biden regime justified its persecution of Trump voters by claiming that racist right-wingers presented the biggest terror threat to America. They retooled the entire Department of Justice, folks. They censored us on social media. They pressured banks to troll through our accounts and turn over to the Biden Treasury. Perfectly legal purchases by millions of people. Remember, including transactions for Bibles, gun supplies, anti-Biden t-shirts, anti-Harris t-shirts. They infiltrated Catholic churches. They debanked us. They stole our social media accounts. That's what the Southern Poverty Law Center was buying. Justification for Democrat jackboots to take our civil rights. You can't do a thing like that without a good hoax. And the Southern Poverty Law Center purchased one. And I guarantee you, folks, they were just one of the groups doing this.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.